Welcome to Head Games on Sirius Satellite, the best satellite or radio anywhere. We're joined by a guy that has been in professional sports for close to 30 years, a guy who's a graduate of Dartmouth College, also has a master's degree in business. Jim Beatty, thanks for joining us.
How are you today, Nick?
I'm fine. I thought that before we get into the baseball side of it and the business of baseball and some of the contracts and who you think has really benefited from free agency in this firestorm and this hailstorm of money, I thought I'd ask you some of your opinions about some of the other things in this first quick segment, Jim, that are going on in the world of sport. First of all, as you witnessed, if you may have, the brawl between the Knicks and the Nuggets last night, and you're commissioner of the NBA, what would you do in that situation when you see that kind of thing? Do you think it's really important to suspend people for a long period of time? What do you think about that?
Well, I think, you know, that's a symptom of things that have gone on in the game. You know, looking at it from my perspective, I mean, that's the game itself has appealed to a certain fan base, I think, and the players are playing up to that fan base, and I think that the league is trying to deal with that in some ways with respect to having the players dress better, not come to the games looking the way that the so-called gangsta group might look like, and I think they're trying to get it. These guys are very well paid, and the league has tried to. It is a tough call, but I think right now, those guys that were involved, just like any other sport, they need to be suspended and taught a lesson.
Well, the commissioner has handed down a 15-game suspension for Carmelo Anthony, well-deserved on his part. It's too bad that the gangsta image that he has been making some progress in getting rid of is still staying with him like glue. When we come back, we're going to talk baseball with Jim Beatty. We're also going to talk with Jim about what he thinks about the interesting spitting incident with T.O. and, again, how you handle those situations in sport. As more money, more attention comes to it, players are acting out as never before. We'll be right back on Head Games Radio on Sirius Satellite with Jim Beatty coming up. Sam Huff and Len Dawson, two of the great Hall of Famers in NFL history. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Byline and Sirius Channel 122.
Look, honey, it's the Joneses.
Oh, they've come caroling again.
One, two, three, and... We just got ourselves a T-Bone. T-Bone has exclusive features. We can record two shows at once. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And transfer programs to our laptop.
Only TiVo has exclusive features that let you schedule recordings from the web, transfer shows to your handheld device or iPod, or pre-approve the best TV for your kids to watch. Until December 31st, go to Best Buy, Circuit City, Radio Shack, or TiVo.com for a free TiVo box after mail-in rebate and service commitment. See TiVo.com for details and discover why everyone is singing our praises.
Shouldn't we tell them we already have a TiVo?
Nah, let them have their fun.
Remember, it's not TiVo unless it's a TiVo.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
If you're self-employed or you run a small business and you need competitive health insurance, pick up the phone and call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. 866-503-MEGA. You don't even have to leave your home or office. Call us now and a friendly Mega Health representative will come to you and explain your health insurance options. So again, if you're self-employed, run a small business, or if you're on a COBRA plan and it's about to expire and you need dependable, reliable health insurance, call Mega Health now for a free quote. 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA. 866-503-MEGA. These competitive health insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company, and coverage may not be available in all states, so call now and see if you qualify. 866-503-MEGA, 866-503-MEGA. That's 866-503-MEGA.
This is Nick Lowry, and I'm here to tell you about HeadGamesRadio.com, the official website of Head Games Radio. If you can't listen to the show every day, just go to HeadGamesRadio.com and join the Head Games team. You get to listen to Head Games highlights from our superstar guests. As a member, you'll be entitled to exclusive offers and information, so register with us so we can send you updates and special giveaways that non-members just can't get. Stay tuned. Check out HeadGamesRadio.com. Email us and join the Head Games family.
Yes, I was fired. It happens to most coaches. Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to just lie there in the fetal position and whimper?
Coming up in a few minutes, Sam Huff on a big Redskins win and yet another surprising up-and-down game, whether it's Jacksonville, whether it's Oakland, whether it's Miami, whether it's Chicago, whether who knows who it is. Every week there are ups and downs in this topsy-turvy so-called parity NFL. Coming up in a second with Len Dawson. But right now, I wanted to ask Jim Beattie, as you are the grand poobah of sport, if you were in that position, the Karnak, if you will, what would you do with a spitting incident? Speaking of things that happen on the field, what would you do with this incident with T.O.?
Same thing. You have to teach players to act responsibly when they're on a field. I know the NFL tries to cut down on so much of the celebrating, taunting, and so on, and it's trying to teach players, which I think we don't do as well as we used to do years ago. Young players coming along, these young players get so much given to them because they're good athletes. The rules are bent for them, and when they see the rules bent for them, they continually think that they can get away with things. And you have to, I guess, continually show them that the rules are meant there to help the league, help the teams, and demonstrate to the player that why they have to obey the rules, why they have to stay in line. And again, whether it be a suspension, fines don't mean as much to players. Playing time does mean something to players these days. It cuts into their pocketbook. It cuts into their stats. And so playing time suspensions are usually the most effective way.
Okay, well, it's just interesting how these are constant challenges, whether it's David Stern or Paul Tagliabue or Roger Goodell or the commissioner in Major League Baseball. Let's move on to baseball. And I wanted to include something you said about Vernon Wells, which is the last of these most recent major contracts, and why you said, well, maybe he does have some potential.
He's a very athletic kid, and he's gotten bigger and stronger and a better baseball player. He is a guy that you build around. Very good defensively in center field, and that's the core of your club out there. Defensively great, offensively coming into his own with some power.
So he's got power. He has one very good year, 302, 106, something like that, RBIs. A good solid year. But is it possible now in free agency and baseball to basically time out your one good year at the end of your contract and guarantee yourself major money?
Well, it certainly happens. I mean, we see it all the time. And but I think what the Wells case is a little bit different is that he has played with this club for his entire career. They know him better than anybody else. They know what type of character he brings to the ballpark, to the competition, and so that's an important ingredient. When you sign your own players to big contracts, it demonstrates a couple things. Demonstrates things to your fans, but also demonstrates things to your players. You play the game the way we want you to play the game, you play it well, you get a chance to stay here and have a great contract.
Well, many people that I've talked to recently are very surprised by not the increase in bidding, but just how teams have been able to afford it. We understand the Yankees can afford it. We understand that the Red Sox can afford $101 or $102 million or whatever for Matsusaka when you combine those two investments, if you will. But what about some of the other teams, whether it is Toronto, whether it's Chicago, whether it's even the Kansas City Royals? Tell us about the new internet money that's come into the game and why suddenly teams are spending $20 and $30 million more than the previous year.
Well, there's a couple things. I mean, obviously you mentioned things that are going on in the internet, Major League Baseball, Advanced Media, MLBAM, has done a great job in the last few years of building up revenues. That's really an exploding source of revenue for Major League Baseball. That started out with a $2 million investment by each team, and now, after just a couple years, has paid itself back and is providing a couple million dollars extra to each team through the Central Fund. In addition, the new central the new collective bargaining agreement gives teams with revenues, big teams and small teams, incentives to build those revenues, because the marginal rate for taxing additional revenues has gone from a little less than 50% in the previous CBA to a little over 30%. So you can build your revenues and not have to commit so much to Major League Baseball. Those are additional revenues that you can spend, and everybody.
How much is that, though, Jim? How much does that translate to? How much difference
per year? Well, across the board, it could be a difference of $4 or $5 million just to the Pirates, a small market team like that. Now, certainly, it helps the large market teams, but the other part of the luxury tax with that are taxed on payrolls, higher payrolls, those have gone down as well. So there's an incentive for teams to spend money on payroll. The other incentive that the players of the union wanted was, if we're giving the have-nots additional money through this revenue sharing and luxury tax, let's make sure they spend it on player payroll, Major League Baseball players, or baseball operations. And so they've tried to balance that and make sure the incentives are positive incentives for building a business as opposed to negative incentives. But it's a little bit here, a little bit there, and all of a sudden the Pirates end up with maybe an additional $8 to $10 million in the next year or two per year.
And it's also the fact, like in the NFL, when you have labor peace, when you know that 3 and 4 and 5 years out, you can plan out your budgeting. You can have faith that there won't be some interruption to that flow of money. It makes a big difference to the confidence, whether it's in the NFL or Major League Baseball.
Well, absolutely. The owner, basically, the owner feels more comfortable spending that money knowing what his revenues are going to be down the line. If he structures his business, if he operates his business the way he wants to and does it well, and teams are doing a better job of supporting each other in some respect, because most of the revenues still are local. I mean, you take a look at what Major League Baseball revenues are compared to, you often go back to the NFL. I was reading something today, NFL television revenues are more than the revenues of all the major sports, the Olympics for the last couple of years, on and on and on, combined. So they haven't reached that model yet. The NFL does an outstanding job with that. But Major League Baseball, especially because it's gone into a new frontier on the Internet and access to games all across the country, that has opened up a new frontier for Major League Baseball, and they're benefiting already, and definitely in the years to come, that will build and build.
You're talking with Jim Beattie, former general manager for the Expos, vice president with the Orioles just a year ago. And, Jim, before we let you go, let's give our report card. Who are the teams, the two or three teams, that have benefited the most, and who is the team you believe has been the biggest disappointment, has done the least to improve themselves this year so far?
Well, I think, you know, the team that everybody expects to, I'll start off with a little bit of the bad news, the team that everybody expects to be out there signing and doing a lot of things are the Yankees, and they have not done very much. They've re-signed Mike Mussina. They have gone out and they've traded Jared Wright. They've done a little bit for their bullpen, which needed the help in front of Mariano Rivera last year. But besides that, they have not done all that much. I mean, that's not necessarily a big disappointment, but a bit of a surprise. The teams that have done the most, that have been the most aggressive, whether they're going to pay off in the end, I think the Dodgers have done some good things. They lost Maddux, but they brought in Schmidt. I think that's an upgrade for them with respect to for the this year and years to come. They lost J.D. Drew. They brought in Gonzalez from Arizona. I think that's going to be close to a wash. And bringing in Juan Pierre to play better defense in center field, I think that'll be a plus for them as well. So I think the Dodgers have been very aggressive. The Cubs needed to do a lot. They've done a lot. They kept Aramis Ramirez, and they went out and signed Soriano for that offense. But they still need to do some things with respect to their pitching, and that's a big question mark in their with their club.
And, Jim, in our final minute, who do you think has been the biggest disappointment besides the Yankees, the team that you believe with one or two key additions? Because most teams are not going to be able to sign 15 players, but those teams that are one player away, who made the biggest mistakes?
Well, that's always a tough to call. I mean, because they change from year to year. I mean, I was taking a look at some of the player transactions. Cleveland, I think, has done some pretty good things and should build on their advantages from last year, their disappointments. Disappointments are a tough one to make a call on. I can't make it right now, Nick. I'd love to step up and tell you who I thought, but there's a couple that just have been inactive, and you wonder why.
And we'll check in and find out. It's a little bit like a detective story. But Jim Beattie, as always, thanks for joining us, my friend.
All right, Nick, you take care. Have a great day.
You bet. And Sam Huff is on the line. And, Sam, we're going to talk about something that hasn't happened for a few weeks. A Redskins win, a big win over yet another team that it was coming off a big win. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in a few minutes with Sam Huff, Hall of Famer, and Len Dawson, formerly for 24 years, host of Inside the NFL on HBO. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4280. 800-995-4280.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now. 800-839-4648, 800-839-4648. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 800-839-4648, 800-839-4648. Not available in all states.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
There's 95 guys or 97 doing the right thing the right way and two or three jerks. So two or three jerks get 97% of the attention.
Join Head Games Radio. Call 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. And now, here's your host, Nick Lowry.
Len Dawson and Sam Huff. Guys, how are you?
Well, I don't know about Lynn, but I'm still on the right side of the grass and doing well.
I'll tell you what, I'm a little tired today because the Chiefs played a night game last night in San Diego and didn't get much sleep coming back, getting home about 4:30 in the morning.
Well, you know what? You're a brave man to be on, buddy.
Huh?
You're brave to be on. We appreciate it.
brave. Well, that had nothing to do with bravery.
He's building me up to let you down, Lynn.
Hey, Sam, we've usually started with Len. Let's start with you. I mean, every single week, a team that is coming off an enormous victory, in this case, over Dallas, the New Orleans Saints looking like they could be a super team, and yet they have a letdown. Certainly the Redskins made some good plays as well, but tell us about the game yesterday.
Well, you know, it all comes down, I think, I've always said that coaches lose football games and they also win them. And I think yesterday, I think Joe Gibbs got back involved in coaching and helping Al Saunders coach the offense and also Greg Williams with the defense, because the Redskins took that field yesterday against one of the top offenses in the league, and they just outplayed them all the way through. But New Orleans came out a little bit flat. I think, you know, from the win, the big win, they scored 41 points against Dallas. I think they might have had a little letdown, thinking that the Redskins were just going to kind of lay it over for them. But the Redskins come out firing.
You know, we've been attacking Greg Williams as being a big disappointment this year, as one of the best defensive coordinators in the league. The Redskins' defense has been a big disappointment. Tell us about the blitz schemes that put so much pressure on Drew Brees and led to some interceptions.
Well, they really didn't blitz as much yesterday. They turned the defensive line, and I talked with Andre Carter, who was really in the last three games have turned it up, Nick. I didn't even think, you know, that he was a good sign, but the last 3 weeks he has been just playing great at defensive end, and he did that yesterday. And so I think that Greg Williams got off the blitzing of the linebacker so much and the safety so much and trying to get sacks. And I think he played the zone a little bit, and they had to double cover some of the guys, and you know, and try to shut down the passing game with Drew Brees. And I think they did that. And in the last 2 minutes, it looked like that New Orleans was going to come back and win the game because they drove the ball down. But then Drew Brees threw a pass interception to Carlos Rogers, which was only, I think, the only turnover in the whole ball game. So that was
his
a
only
key
interception.
Play.
Hey, Len, as the quarterback, tell us, as you look at Drew Brees and a guy that was averaging 350, 400 yards per game, what was the key indicator to you that the Redskins had a different kind of pressure that he wasn't ready for?
Well, I think that any time that you pressure the quarterback and make him throw before he wants to, then you have a chance of being successful. But that game was like so many games. Sam can probably attest to this better than me. He gets down to a couple of plays, and I was watching the end of that ball game, and Brees is, looks like he's on the move, and he took a chance, you know, with the throw, and shouldn't have taken that chance because the Redskins had the receiver well covered. He came up with the interception. Basically, that was the game, but that game could have gone either way. But I think Sam's probably right in the fact that New Orleans is on a roll, beating up on the Cowboys, and thought, okay, we just got to show up here today, no big deal, and, you know, we'll handle these guys. Our quarterback's been throwing the ball for a jillion yards every week and playing like a most valuable player in the National Football League, and the defense played, and they put pressure on them, and the defensive backs covered. Now, that's the name of the game, you know, put some pressure on the quarterback and also the defensive backs, making sure there's not a lot of separation between the receiver and the defensive backs, and you got a chance to be successful.
Well, protection's a pretty important part of it. Mark Schlereth was on the show on Thursday talking about that great improved protection that Drew Brees was getting.
Able to overcome injuries. Colston's been out a few games. He was his first game back last week. Joe Horn was out last week. And if it's not one guy, it's, you know, Devery Henderson. It's Terrence Copper. I mean, it's on and on and on it goes. So they have done a great job with a lot of different guys. And I think the one thing that kind of gets overlooked is an offensive line that I think probably was a huge question mark coming into the season. Jamal Brown moves over to left tackle, solidifies that offensive line. They get Fain from Cleveland, and he plays incredibly well. I mean, this is a great group up front. They have really paved the way for this offense to have great success, and Drew Brees has just been maybe the comeback player of the year.
So, you know, that was, of course, before the game. Len, is there anything you can do to avoid letdowns? This is the year of the letdown in the NFL.
Oh, every week you're seeing it. And what do you mean a comeback of the year for Drew Brees? He's had a great year before he came off surgery. He's a Purdue Boilermaker, by the way. And so he has a good year every year in some people's estimation, that people who graduated from Purdue University. But, you know, it's very difficult to maintain the level of intensity week after week after week. And so many of these teams are not that much far apart as to, you know, the talent on these teams. You know, who would have thought that the New Orleans Saints would be doing what they're doing this year after what happened to them last year? And I think they've done a marvelous job. But the thing is, the thing that you want to be is at the end of the season to be playing well. Now, they captured their division title after losing. I don't know whether that means anything or not, but the problem is, when you get into the playoffs, you better be healthy, for one thing, hopefully, and you better be playing your best football. And so if you can't get up for playoffs, then you can't get up for anything. But the New Orleans Saints, if you'd have said before the season, you think with their chances of making the playoffs, winning their division, and you'd probably say, well, there's no way. These are nomads. You know, they don't have a home, and they're not together. But they did put it together this year, and I think Drew Brees had a lot to do with that.
What do you think, Sam Huff, about a strategic loss that some teams, whether it's Indianapolis last year or, in this case, a team that has so much promise but still has to get over that psychological barrier, the final weeks, the home stretch itself, that a loss, if it's treated properly, can make them remember how difficult it is to lose and get that game right for the playoffs?
Hey, wait a minute now. You had us pick guys who think are going to go to the Super Bowl. Didn't I say at that time the New England Patriots, because they had been there before, they've won the Super Bowl and everything else?
Yes, you did. I remember hearing you say that, Sam.
That's right. And my good friends jumped on me. He said, you got to be kidding, this and that, and look at this, look at the Indianapolis and everything else. And I think you guys jinxed Indianapolis, because they've won very few games since then. But Tom Brady is just set. I mean, the quarterback in today's game just means so much. And I just haven't seen anybody in today's game equal Tom Brady. I mean, he is cool hand Luke back there. And I think, you know, as defensive ball players, you gain such great respect for the quarterbacks, because, I mean, we hit them hard. And they get down, they get up, and they throw the ball. And like Lenny Dawson there, and he, this kid Brady is very much like Lynn Dawson was in his prime. And so I think that the quarterback is still the guy that's going to win football games for you. But of course, on the radio, I always say that defense wins. You know, I do. I have to pick up for the defense.
How about the fact that last week they were shut out? New England was shut out by Miami, and the character of that team to come back, you know, a week later and really play some outstanding football. That shows something about, I guess, the character of that football team, and in particular, I think Tom Brady.
You know, and also look at Miami too. Conversely, once again, Miami has the big game and they get shut out by the exact same score against one of the rising quarterbacks in this league, in J.P. Lossman.
Yeah, well, what about the Miami? They played in Buffalo, right? The game was
Miami
played in Buffalo.
It's not snowing yet up there, I don't think. When it snows does Miami play there.
Well, it's just the thought of going from Miami to South Beach up to Buffalo that might have it rattled up the Miami Dolphins football team.
But, you know, Lynn, my opinion is 20 football games is a lot of football.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of these young guys coming out of college and things, they kind of hit the wall, you know, after about 12 games, and it's a long haul. And I see coaches getting tired now too. You know, I see the Joe Gibbs standing on the sideline, Parcells, they look tired, and they're involved very much so, and they have to be. But I tell you what, boy, it's really a long, long season, and Miami had what, the only undefeated team ever, so. You don't see that very much anymore. Even the Colts out there, they can go so far, but when it comes down to keeping it up, it's very hard, particularly at the quarterback position.
Well, Buffalo, let's see, J.P. Lossman, two consecutive games, over 140 rating, 13 of 19, 200 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Offensive coordinator Steve Fairchild's done something. The coaching is important in the sense that if your player's having problems, can they correct those? Let's talk about Rex Grossman yesterday. Another consistent game, over 300 yards, first time a Chicago quarterback's had over 300 yards in many years. What about Chicago yesterday?
Well, I'm going to tell you something about Chicago and that quarterback. He enjoyed a little success here a week or so ago. I was watching him play somebody where he didn't throw any interceptions. And what you have to do is have some successes to get that confidence level up. Now, they were all over his case. They wanted anybody else but him to play quarterback. And they said, anybody else but him playing quarterback, they're going to win the Super Bowl. Well, now, all of a sudden, he's coming around at the right time, is he not? You know, getting close to the playoffs, that's when you want your quarterback and the rest of the players to be playing their best. Their defense hasn't been as dominating here in the last couple of weeks as they were earlier.
Well, listen, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Chicago and about this topsy-turvy season, maybe a little bit about Tennessee, which now, who would have thought 4 weeks ago, they're 7-7, they beat a Jacksonville team, again, another team with a big game the week before. When we come back, again, Sam Huff, Len Dawson on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite. Stay with us.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Skin Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel has lecithin, lanolin, and beeswax, plus emu oil to penetrate and soften the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next step a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
When other people say, sorry, sold out, Tickets Now says, where would you like to sit? From the 50-yard line to orchestra seats to courtside, Tickets Now has the best seats for the biggest events. Go to TicketsNow.com today and select from the largest selection of premium seats for every major sport, concert, or theater event in North America. Available now at TicketsNow.com. That's TicketsNow.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Nick Lowry, and I want to tell you about the most beautiful golf course I've ever played. It's called Quintero. It's already ranked in the top 10 in the country as a real estate golf course. I'm telling you, it is the most outstanding combination of beautiful fairways and views you will ever see. If you want to join one of the most outstanding new private courses in the country, go to QuinteroGolf.com or call 888-417-8468. That's 888-41-QUINT or 888-417-8468.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in the ability to grow. Being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure, and it'll be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches. Expand quickly and save money.
Call the General right now for your free estimate. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298. And learn about our $20,000 rebate offer. 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Hey, this is Patrick Morrow, and do you realize there's at least one video game console in one out of every four houses in America? For better or for worse, video games have become an assumed part of our lives, and that's why I do a video game radio show. Join me for my video game review Sunday nights at midnight in the East, 9 on the West Coast. You'll get the latest news and hear from gaming journalists, developers, and celebrities. That's the Patrick Morrow Video Game Review on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio, Stream 122.
It takes the same thing to get to the Super Bowl and win that it takes to get there and lose. You know, it's not the NBA where you got a 7-game series once you get in that in the final. You got to get it done that day.
And now back to Head Games Radio with Nick Lowry. Join the conversation now by calling 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529.
Len Dawson, a week ago, the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Indianapolis Colts 44-17. A guy named Maurice Caristo Jones-Drew ran for over 160 yards, and everybody's saying Jacksonville is the hot team. What do you think happened yesterday, and why is this such an up-and-down season?
Well, tell me how many yards he rushed for yesterday. That's the thing. You know, to be consistent like that is very, very difficult to run for that many yards. You know darn well when the other team that you're playing the following week after a great performance by somebody that's relatively unknown, they're going to try to find a way to slow that person down, and they were able to do that. And so, you know, you just can't assume because, okay, we did this last week. Now we should have, they should be able to do this all the time. You know, go out and assume that you're going to do it, but you have to give credit to the other guys over there that they're trying to figure out a way to make sure you don't do it. And that, was it the same attitude going into the game yesterday as opposed to a week ago? Well, I'm not there and I'm not inside their heads, but evidently it wasn't. And that maybe somebody else had a better game plan defensively.
Well, the bottom line is that Tennessee had 98 yards offensively. Almost four times as many for Jacksonville. But the defense turned, they had an 83-yard interception return. The big plays are what mattered. Interception return, an interception return by Chris Hope, by Adam Jones, and a 92-yard fumble return by Cortland Finnegan. Can you coach, by the way, Sam Huff, can you coach your team to be able to reduce or restrict the amount of the return so they don't have these big plays?
Well, yeah, you can run the football, you know, if you got a great back there. And normally Kansas City has, you know, great running backs and everything. But Liddell Betts now with the Redskins, since, you know, their number one runner, Clinton Portis, got hurt. Liddell Betts has stepped up, the backup, and he's had over 100-yard gains in a row now for the Washington Redskins. He is really running with the football. And he's given Campbell a lot of help there, because all Campbell has to do is hand that ball off. And whenever you can run the ball, and Lombardi always said this, if you run the ball, you control the clock. And when you control the clock, you can control the game. But you got to have a running game to go along with that good passer.
And speaking of running games, Len, let's talk about the game you were at last night. I know you're sleepy-eyed, but I think you remember some of the painful parts of it. Before the 85-yard touchdown run, there was a fake punt as well. What do you think the Kansas City Chiefs defense was not doing last night?
Well, the Kansas City defense shouldn't have been on the field when Tomlinson ran for 85 yards for a touchdown. What happened was the play before that, the defense had stopped San Diego. And Kansas City, by the way, shut down their quarterback, Rivers, because he hadn't thrown an interception in a long time. He threw two interceptions in the ball game, and I don't know if he threw for 100 yards. But the thing is, fourth down, they are punting, and Bernard Pollard out of Purdue University, a special teams guy, went in and blocked the punter. He got his hand on the punt, but it traveled across the line of scrimmage. Well, now some rookie on special teams tried to grab it, missed it, but he did touch it. It hit the ground, and they fell on it. And a lot of people didn't know the ruling on that. That ball went back to San Diego. That was a huge, huge play in the ball game. And the guy didn't know, they understand the rules, because if he had just gotten out of the way and let the ball fall down there, Kansas City would have had the ball, because they couldn't advance it after it had been touched. It's just like a punt. You know, it goes by the line of scrimmage. Well, if it goes by the line of scrimmage, it goes back to the return man, you know, and he fumbles then. You know, if he touches it and fumbles it, it's the other team's ball. Well, that's the way the ruling is here. But unfortunately, the young rookie, defensive specialist, well, he's a running back, but he's on special teams. He didn't know that. And so he didn't even bother to pick it up, didn't bother to get out of the way. And they recovered it. After some discussion, the ruling came out that everybody understood it. The next play, bang, 85 yards. Tomlinson running over the left side. Nobody touched him. Everybody was blocked. Linebackers on that side was blocked. The receivers did a good job of getting in the face of the defensive backs, and Tomlinson did the rest. And to me, that was the huge turning point in the game, because the score at that time, when the punt was blocked, was 7-3. Kansas City had a chance, even though they hadn't done much until that point, to not only get back in the game, they could have taken the lead with a touchdown. They'd have been inside the 15-yard line. So here again, it's a mental mistake, and generally that's what happens in these games week after week after week, is somebody makes a mental mistake, people don't communicate, they don't know the rules of the game, and it changes the outcome. To me, that was the difference in the football game.
Len, where was Greg Wesley? The safeties did not get over to have a shot at tackling Tom LT until he was at the 15-yard line. That leaves 60 yards where the safety somehow could not get close to LaDainian Tomlinson.
You got to understand, I believe LaDainian Tomlinson is a little faster than Greg Westley. First of all, you got to get over there to catch up where he was going. And then he got over in that area. Then Tomlinson is a great runner that he just made some moves, cut back a couple of ways, and jumped into the end zone. He's never touched. But it started with the good blocking up front and taking care of the linebackers to get him into the secondary. He's one of those backs like Larry Johnson. You get him into the secondary and get him out there in space with defensive backs back there, he has a good chance of getting by those people. And Tomlinson is, Schottenheimer, I think, we discussed this before, the best that he had ever seen. Well, he's a different type of back than some of the other people, but he is an outstanding back, and he was a difference in the ball game. He rushed, I think, totally 199 yards. He was over 200, but he got tackled for a loss late in the ball game. And what they had him out there for, I have no idea, because he got whacked in the jaw and was hurting after the ball game. With, you know, he had 200. I think he had 199. They wanted him to get 200.
That's what
difference
it was.
To make.
Exactly. Hey, Sam Huff, before we get to Rich Cimini, talk about the Jets' big win and another team that is coming on, another unpredictable turn of events. I remember back in the day, and Len, I'd love your comment on this as well, when Christian Okoye, a big back for the Chiefs, was gaining so much dominance, defenses started to try to run him wide, get his shoulders away from the line of scrimmage, pointed to the sidelines, and it would make it more difficult. That looks like what San Diego did last night against Larry Johnson.
Well, I'll give you an example. Now, if Willie Lanier was still playing for the Kansas City Chiefs middle linebacker, Tomlinson wouldn't have made that big run. I can tell you that now. And the way they coach these linebackers now, they have them more interested in trying to cover a pass than they do stopping the run. Tomlinson, you got to have that middle linebacker key right on him, get up on the line of scrimmage right off the heels of those defensive tackles, and when he comes through that line, pop him. And that's what you got to do. You got to hit this guy before he gets started, because he will outrun everybody else.
Sam, let me ask you something. These linebackers today lining up almost 5 yards off the line of scrimmage.
Yes, and you know, and you're giving the running back so much room, Lynn, and they can move and cut. You know, they're not a 235-pound fullback. You know, these guys are, you know, they only go about 205 and something, and they're faster than most guys. Not faster than Jim Brown, but I mean, Jim Brown was unbelievable, so you don't even talk about him. But LaDainian Tomlinson, as we talked about, is an excellent running back, and he can cut and go, and that's what they're doing.
Len Dawson, a final question before we move on to the Jets game is, when a guy like the quarterback for San Diego is having such a bad game, what does that mean for the San Diego team that has seemed to have so much balance up till now?
Well, first of all, their defense is strong, and they kept Kansas City out of the end zone, so they could do some things, you know, take some chances, because they know that their defense is going to be able to hold Kansas City's offense. They're really struggling because the offensive now line is not blocking. That's where the point where Larry Johnson sees any holes to run through. But you know, Rivers made some mistakes yesterday. He got Kansas City back in the game. They changed the rules that when you get outside the pocket, you can throw the ball away. Well, for some reason, he got outside the pocket. They are ahead, and he decides to try something great. He throws it and throws it right to Greg Westley, the safety, who returns it, and they end up getting, I think, 3 points out of the play and didn't get a touchdown. But the thing is, you know, when you have a great runner, you run that runner, and you tell the quarterbacks, listen, don't take chances. You know, if you're outside the pocket and, you know, you can't find anybody that is open, throw the ball away, because most plays don't work. You know, they don't work the way it's drawn up on the blackboard. Most of them, you know, you look for that three or four plays during the course of a game for big plays that will get you in a position to score or will score, and then hopefully that your defense can hold the opposition.
Well, I'm thinking it's San Diego and Chicago at this point, but Lord knows it may shift next week. And we're joined by Rich Cimini for the New York Daily News, who is watching a New York Jets team that's learned to win on the road. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Tell us about three straight big wins. What is the secret to this team with the youngest coach in the NFL?
Good coaching is a big part of it. Despite his age, he acts like he's been there before. He's got a plan. He sticks to the plan. They're extremely well coached and disciplined. Yesterday was a little bit of a hiccup. They had seven penalties, which was a little bit unusual. Usually they average about two or three a game. But, you know, he's got him playing well. The Jets don't have a lot of great talent. It's kind of average talent. I wouldn't be surprised tomorrow when the Pro Bowls are announced that the Jets don't have any players in the Pro Bowl. It wouldn't totally shock me, but I think that kind of illustrates the team concept he's trying to build here.
Lavernius Coles, 12 receptions, 144 yards. What else is the key for this team? Because the Chiefs have not learned to win on the road. What is the difference between this and past Jets teams?
Yeah, it's amazing, Nick. It's a good point, because last year the Jets were 0-8 on the road. This year they're 5-2. So, of course, they're a lot healthier this year, and they have their quarterback, which they did not have last year, and that makes such a big difference. But you mentioned Coles had a phenomenal game. They just came in this game with a great game plan. I mean, the Vikings have a tremendous run defense. They're the best run defense statistically in the last 64 years in the NFL. So the Jets just came out throwing. I mean, it just was kind of obvious, but they did it, and they did it successfully. And I think they threw on 22 of their first 32 plays. And Pennington was just razor sharp and just really carved up the Minnesota secondary. And Coles was really on his game, had a great game.
Finally, Rich, Minnesota, which everyone was raving about with their running game, with a newly established dominant offensive line. Yesterday, I guess it was Chester Taylor, had 11 carries, 38 yards. What's going on with Minnesota? Why have they been one of those teams, again, has turned around after a bright start?
Well, they have some problems there. There's a very restless home crowd. Crowd is booing throughout the game. Brad Johnson is, I'm assuming he's finished as the starting quarterback there. They removed him in the fourth quarter. And Tavarius Jackson, the rookie, came in and really brought a spark and got the offense moving a little bit. And I fully expect that Brad Childress will announce that Jackson is the starting quarterback. If he doesn't, he's crazy. And it was just the play calling was rather predictable and really lifeless. And the fans were just all over the team. And they just got some issues there. It's a shame because they got a pretty good run defense, but they got a lot of issues on offense.
Well, thanks for joining us, my friend. As always, check out Rich Simeon, New York Daily News, covering the Giants and the Jets. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Nick.
Appreciate it. Okay, guys, let's talk about some fun stuff. T.O. spitting in the face. Back in the day, Len Dawson, if that happened to one of your teammates, I think we just lost Len for a second. Let's move on to Sam. What would happen if that happened back in the day for you? We've got 30 seconds in this segment. Sam?
Did you lose everybody, Nick?
Len, are you back?
I've been here.
Hey, buddy.
I've been here.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's go to this after the break. Let's talk about T.O. and the spitting thing and whether that used to happen back in the day. I have a feeling that maybe to some degree these things happened all the time. We'll be right back with Len Dawson and Sam Huff on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-50-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-50-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-50-GO-WIN. Call now.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that's helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
It's been 3 months now I've been on Avacor, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-450-9743 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-450-9743. All of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free.
Avacor really works.
I just love it. It's like a miracle. I couldn't be happier.
Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That's 800-450-9743. 800-450-9743.
How would you like to cut your credit card payments by 30% or more? Genesis Financial can help. They have a program that can reduce your high interest rates to single digits or even 0%. You can get more cash in your pocket every month to ease the stress and burden of excessive credit card bills.
Genesis Financial helped us, so we can sleep at night again.
We can even answer our phone.
The weight's been lifted off our shoulders.
Working with Genesis, we truly feel like our prayers were answered.
Get a fresh start without going bankrupt, plus get hundreds of dollars back in your pocket. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let them show you how to cut your debt by 30% or more and save you thousands in interest, late fees, and penalties. The consultation is absolutely free. Call 800-470-4331. That's 800-470-4331. Don't wait another minute.
Genesis Financial gave us our life back.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Genesis Financial, 800-470-4331.
Welcome back to Head Games with Len Dawson. Tomorrow we'll have the two Mikes. Mike D'Antoni of the best team in the NBA, in my view, that's going to win it this year, the Suns, and BCS Commissioner Mike Slive to talk about who he thinks should be playing in that game and what that is all about. Wednesday we'll have Merrill Hodge from ESPN's Prime Time and ESPN Magazine's Rick Bucher on the NBA and this recent brawl between the Nuggets and the Knicks. Speaking of brawls, Len Dawson, how would you have handled it back in the day if one of your teammates had spit on another player?
I don't think that I've ever experienced one of my teammates spitting on somebody. I mean, they may take a cheap shot at him, but the spitting part, you know, most of those guys were cotton mouth. I mean, they couldn't muster up any saliva out of their mouth because they're all fired up. But there's you know, and the spitting wasn't the thing. It was, you know, it was hitting people. And, you know, with the Raiders, my goodness, we had a lot of brawls against that football team. But it didn't involve spitting in somebody's face.
What do you think the chances are that T.O. will be back with the Cowboys next year at this point?
Well, I have no idea. I really don't know the relationship that he has with Parcells and the owner. And the owner is the guy that got him there, but I don't think Parcells was the guy that wanted to bring him in. I think it was Jerry Jones. And there's certain people think that they can rehab anybody, you know, because they're what, smarter or whatever. But you know, this guy has been a problem now for the last several years, and it doesn't look like he's about to change. He's going to continue to do it because he must crave the spotlight, and he gets it by doing things that are not complimentary as a team player. You know, somebody who wants to win, he wants to show himself. And he's not all about team.
Oh, final thoughts, Len, the passing of our friend Lamar Hunt. We just got a minute.
Well, what a guy. What the number of lives he has touched. And I am a prime example of that, Nick. When he started the American Football League, he gave a lot of people an opportunity to play professional football. And in my case, it was the last opportunity. So to be honest, I wouldn't be in Kansas City today. I don't know way that if he had started the American Football League. And what if George Halas would have offered him an expansion team in a year or two? There would not have been an American Football League. It was formed because they said, you can't have the St. Louis Football Cardinals, and we're not going to expand. End the conversation. Well, that wasn't the end of the conversation for Lamar Hunt.
Well, thank you, sir, for the conversation that you gave us today. And, of course, what a great example of what Lamar Hunt did for this league. Thanks, Len Dawson. Appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow on Head Games Radio. Thanks for listening. Go to headgamesradio.com for all the highlights.